Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
All right, everybody, welcome to this week's edition of Welcome to Matlanta. I would be Matt or Matlanta. I didn't give myself the nickname. I earned the nickname. Let's not waste any time. Let's get to this week's edition of Welcome to Matlanta.
Georgia gets ready for their season opener on Saturday at Mercedes-Benz Stadium with Oregon. And the man who's going to be taking the first snap under center, the starter for the defending national champion Georgia Bulldogs, Stetson Bennett, kind enough to join us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Stets, we appreciate the time. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. So let's go obvious, and then we'll kind of drill down a little bit. But how different does this camp for you feel than your previous camps?
Well, I played a little bit this year, so it was it was definitely a little bit different. You know, all the guys really attacked camp this year, I think. I think we're all hungry to get back out there and be the hunt or do the hunting, not be the hunted, as Coach Smart said.
Yeah, that seems to be the mantra. Tell me about, you said, and kind of jokingly, but yeah, you're playing more this way around. How do you see your teammates responding to you? How different is it being in that role now where it's either vocal leadership or by example? How have you handled that part of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's just going out there and doing the job every day. I think a lot gets made to do for, you know, pregame speeches and all that stuff, but the main leadership thing is just being able to be counted on, you know, being consistent, making the right checks, being there, just being that central figure in the pocket that all the guys want to look to, I think has been one of my main focuses.
So you guys are just loaded with a bunch of talent, wide receivers and tight end depth and running backs. Is this the year that we see Georgia wide open, throwing the ball all around the lot? Tell me what Todd Monken's got in store.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to depend. You know, we still we're still going to take what they give us. We're not going to, you know, try to beat our head against the wall. If something's not there, then we're gonna switch and we're gonna change it up a little bit. But as far as, you know, are we gonna throw it? We'll probably throw it a little bit more this year. But you know, we'll still be the University of Georgia. We still got five. Well, we probably got 10 great O linemen now, but five at a time. We got backs. We got tight ends, obviously. So I'm excited. You know, there's nothing better for a quarterback than just sometimes being able to just turn around and hand the ball off. And I can promise you we're going to be able to do that this year.
Georgia's starting quarterback Stetson Bennett with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. You also got some big targets, right? We talked about those tight ends. We know what Brock can do. Darnell Washington and now Eric Gilbert. Wide receivers all over the place. How nice is it for you that if you get on the run and have to make a play, you can high point a ball and these athletes can go get it?
Yeah, that's another one of the benefits from getting all those reps in fall camp is just knowing how to throw the balls to different guys. You know, because some guys are speed guys, some guys are quickness guys, and some guys are just, hey, I'm going to run and it might look like I'm covered, but just throw it here and I won't be covered. And so just figuring out all those little intricacies for each guy has really been a benefit.
What do you think you're better at now as opposed to a year or two ago?
I think trusting. Just trusting the play call, trusting myself, trusting the receivers, the blockers. So then I can focus on, you know, what being a quarterback is. We're focused on what the defense is doing, you know, getting us out of plays, getting us into plays, prolonging the play with my feet, getting out quick to the athletes in space. But I think, you know, one the only way you're able to do that is if you don't try to do anybody else's job. You just you let that happen and then you go play too.
I like your word there, right? You said trust, and I wanted to ask you about that. The trust goes both ways. You said the ability to get you into a good play and out of maybe a bad look. How much ability do you have to change plays at the line?
A pretty good amount. Definitely more than last year, and obviously more than 2 years ago. You know, if I see something that you know, there's obviously different, you know, for run checks and pass plays, you know, there's different things that I have to look at, and if something's there, then I have to change it. But I've also got the freedom that, hey, you know, maybe this play might still work, but I know this one over here will, and so let's switch to that one. You know, that just comes with reps and being year three with Monk and you know, starting to trust each other a little bit more.
Stetson Bennett, Georgia starting quarterback, with us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line. Do we, as fans in the media, make too much of being familiar with an opponent? In other words, Dan Lanning knows your calls. You might know some of his defensive calls. Do you change that stuff up, or do we, again, make too much of that?
You know, there's a little bit of it, you know, for sure. But at the end of the day, we got to go play football, right? It's not football isn't a word sport. It's a contact sport. It's a collision sport. You know, you can outsmart people all you want on the board, but at the end of the day, you're going to have to come up and you're going to have to block counter and you're going to have to fill counter, you know. So, you know, there's a little bit of stuff, but that's definitely not the focus.
So not being at practice, right, you only get a little glimpse and practice reports. Tell the listener, the Georgia fan, we know the names, right, but is there a name or two that the Georgia fan's going to be surprised of how good this player or the next level he's gotten to offensively?
You know, I think our entire offensive line as a unit it looks like a, you know, an NFL line. You know, I think I can remember back a few years whenever, you know, I think Coach Rick was here and there's a Sports Illustrated article came out and talked about how big Georgia's offensive line was, and it was the biggest in college football, and it was the biggest, and it was bigger than any NFL line. And I was like, well, that's weird. I wonder why that is. But I say that to say this, like these guys are not just like big dudes. Like they're athletic, they can run, they can move, you know, they think it's like we got a 300-pound wide receiver playing left tackle right now in Broad. You know, I mean, he's a freak, and so I'm excited to watch those guys get out and run and push people around and to show off a little bit of their talent.
Do you know why that's a great answer? That you can always tell the upperclassman quarterback because he went right to the O-line. Right, like that's genius. These are the guys who are protecting you, so let me throw them a bone. How is your relationship with that group through just the transition that goes normally in guys coming and going? What's your relationship with that starting five?
Yeah, I think you know, most quarterbacks would probably say their relationship with the center is probably the closest, just because, you know, I don't really watch film with our tackles. You know, they've got their own thing, but I do with said, because we've got to be on the same page with mic calls and everything. You know, we're the ones having the conversations out there on the field, and everybody else has to listen. And so just being able to, you know, get on the same page and understand where he's thinking and why I might flip something, you know, because I'm seeing something else, just helps the whole operation work a little bit better.
Well, Stetson, I know Georgia fans are thrilled to see you back on the field, and the title defense begins on Saturday against Oregon at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Have a great year, and we appreciate the time.
Appreciate it.
So we took the plunge, yes, at the Chernoff House. The big renovations are going on, so it comes down to making the right choices when you want to do some of these renovation projects. And for us, when it came down to flooring and carpet, we wanted to work with a great local company that we know could get the job done. That's why we turned to Peachwood Floor Coverings. I got a chance to meet Ryan Cornell and the great folks from Peachwood. When I say meet them, we got in touch with Ryan. 48 hours later, they came out to our home to start setting up measurements and looking at potential options for flooring and carpeting choices. It was beautiful. I love the process. It was just that easy. And right now, the process can be that easy for you. If you go to peachwoodfloorcoverings.com, you can schedule a consultation. They'll come out to your home. And all this month, if you mention Matt, that's the promo code Matt, they're going to save you 10% on that flooring or carpet installation that you've always wanted. You want it easy, you want the process done quickly, and you want it to look beautiful. We're getting all that done with Peachwood Floor Coverings. Again, go online to peachwoodfloorcoverings.com, or you can call them at 678-935-6901. Peachwood Floor Coverings. Big company quality, small company services.
Home field advantage exists in baseball. Insurance, too. Your local trusted choice independent insurance agents are active members of your community. They'll always have your back. Find a local auto, home, or business insurance agent at trustedchoice.com.
Folks, you just heard from Smoltzy and you heard it from me as well. Clayton Rhodes and the Rhodes Group are my trusted choice for insurance agents. They've been my agent for a long time and they serve all of Metro Atlanta. To get up to 10 auto insurance quotes in less than 10 minutes, visit rhodes-group.com/churnoff today. That's rhodes-group.com/churnoff.
It's a new year, which means it's time to try something new. And I'm talking to you folks who have not yet tried the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. I hope you'll go see my friend Sean Daly. That's, get it, the Daily Draft. This is the ultimate sports bar experience. So as the football playoffs near, and then baseball's around the corner, knock on wood, and all the fun springtime things that will happen in Atlanta, you're going to want to enjoy it at the Daily Draft. It's downtown Woodstock on Main Street. What you're going to find? A craft beer bar, self-serve taps, big screens all around you to catch every view of the big game. And when I say a big screen, they have a movie-sized screen with a front-row seat right in front of it that you can grab if you get there at the right time to enjoy all your favorite games. A chef-inspired menu with soup, salad, sandwiches, flatbreads, you name it, they have everything to find everybody exactly what they want when you're going with the family, a boys' night, or a date night. TheDailyDraft.net is where you can find all the information about some of the nights like Trivia Night, Kids Eat Free Night, and more. TheDailyDraft.net. Go find them downtown Woodstock on Main Street. Tell them Matt sent you. You'll love The Daily Draft.
All right, as Georgia gets ready for the opener on Saturday against Oregon at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, one of the big-timers, a part of that great Georgia defense, he's now one of the leaders and a senior. It's gone very quickly. Nolan Smith, kind enough to join us right now on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Senior leader, man. Did you ever think that would happen so quickly?
Oh, man. I was just telling someone. It felt like yesterday I was walking in on campus scared, didn't know what to do, and shaking on the way to class.
Well, so the football part of being that leader now, right? You guys had one of the great defenses the game has seen in many a year, and a lot of those guys are off to the NFL. So how seriously do you take that leadership role?
You know, I really don't even take it really seriously just because I want to be the same person I was last year and the years before that, just pushing people and bringing guys along. I don't see it as a role. I see it as, you know, that's my identity as a player.
Talk about the identity of this defense now. Like I said, some turnover. I mean, that's to be expected. But, I mean, you guys lost a ton of talent, but you returned yourself and Jalen Carter and a bunch of DBs and some experience. Tell me what you think this defense is going to be as opposed to the defense a year ago.
I just was telling the other guys that I just think the numbers are going to switch out. You know, I think guys are hungry and excited and just ready to show what they have to offer. You know, a lot of people have been, you know, questioning about the defense and what are the questions, and I just really excited for the young guys. You know, they've seen the film and they've seen all the walkthroughs and they did a lot of things as far as that sophomore class, and I'm just really excited that they have an opportunity to go out and showcase what they know and how they've been working all these years.
Georgia linebacker Nolan Smith with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. You've seen just about everything now, from bowl games to college football championship games to those type of atmospheres. How important can that be for a group that you said it's going to be different numbers and they're still going to know the Georgia way, but some guys who maybe have not experienced some of that stuff?
Now, I do tell them that, you know, that's something that even Coach Smart can't get you prepared for, man. That game day atmosphere and those goosebumps before kickoff is just unreal, and I think that's something that I'm going to miss being a senior. You know, I'm going to count down every day as a blessing, and that a lot of people make it bigger than what it needs to be, but it's something that you can't imitate, and I feel like I tell guys it's the same football that you was playing when you were six. As long as you know your mom's in the crowd, you're all good.
Yeah, if mom's there, it makes everything a little bit easier. So you have a different voice now, some different voices. Dan Lanning's off to Oregon, which we'll talk about in a minute with this matchup. How different has that been, kind of transitioning to a new voice running the defense?
Oh, man, Coach Schumann and Coach Muschamp, they bring that energy every day, and they're excited. And I love Coach Schumann. Coach Schumann recruited me throughout my high school career, and he's just one of those guys that is extremely smart. And, again, he was waiting on his opportunity. He could have took several opportunities last 2 years to go be a D.C. somewhere else, and he wanted to be here. He wants to be a D.C. at Georgia at the great school, and I just take that as a just showing people that it's not always about the money. It's not always about this and that. It's about sometimes the program and something that you build here. And I think that he's built a great thing in the inside linebacker room, and also with this defense and him helping with the scheme all those years.
So we took the plunge, yes, at the Chernoff House. The big renovations are going on. So it comes down to making the right choices when you want to do some of these renovation projects. And for us, when it came down to flooring and carpet, we wanted to work with a great local company that we know could get the job done. That's why we turned to Peachwood Floor Coverings. I got a chance to meet Ryan Cornell and the great folks from Peachwood. When I say meet them, we got in touch with Ryan. 48 hours later, they came out to our home to start setting up measurements and looking at potential options for flooring and carpeting choices. It was beautiful. I love the process. It was just that easy. And right now, the process can be that easy for you. If you go to peachwoodfloorcoverings.com, you can schedule a consultation. They'll come out to your home. And all this month, if you mention Matt, that's the promo code Matt, they're going to save you 10% on that flooring or carpet installation that you've always wanted. You want it easy, you want the process done quickly, and you want it to look beautiful. We're getting all that done with Peachwood Floor Coverings. Again, go online to peachwoodfloorcoverings.com or you can call them at 678-935-6901. Peachwood Floor Coverings, big company quality, small company services.
Hey, are you tired of shopping your car and home insurance every single year? Well, somebody's got to do it. But that somebody doesn't have to be you. At The Rose Group, we can get you up to 10 insurance quotes in less than 10 minutes. Visit us online today at rose-group.com.
It's a new year, which means it's time to try something new. And I'm talking to you folks who have not yet tried the Daily Draft in downtown Woodstock. I hope you'll go see my friend Sean Daly. That's, get it, the Daily Draft. This is the ultimate sports bar experience. So as the football playoffs near, and then baseball's around the corner, knock on wood, and all the fun springtime things that will happen in Atlanta, you're going to want to enjoy it at the Daily Draft. It's downtown Woodstock on Main Street. What you're going to find? A craft beer bar, self-serve taps, big screens all around you to catch every view of the big game. And when I say a big screen, they have a movie-sized screen with a front-row seat right in front of it that you can grab if you get there at the right time to enjoy all your favorite games. A chef-inspired menu with soup, salad, sandwiches, flatbreads, you name it, they have everything to find everybody exactly what they want when you're going with the family, a boys' night, or a date night. TheDailyDraft.net is where you can find all the information about some of the nights like Trivia Night, Kids Eat Free Night, and more. TheDailyDraft.net. Go find them downtown Woodstock on Main Street. Tell them Matt sent you. You'll love The Daily Draft.
So let's talk about the matchup Saturday, right? Dan Lanning knows you guys. You know Coach Lanning. How much of a big deal is that? Or does it come down to simply who executes and, you know, knowing each other maybe doesn't matter as much?
Yeah, I say it comes down to execution and also just players playing. You know, don't worry about if they know our calls or we know our calls. At the end of the day, you still have to play football.
Think about playing at Mercedes-Benz. You've done this quite a few times. Like, you know, Athens is Athens, and you love that home atmosphere in the crowd. But, boy, you guys have to be pretty comfortable playing in this building.
Oh, yeah, man. I played there about four times since I've been here. I think actually with the bowl game, it was five. So, you know, that stadium's real comfortable to us. A lot of guys that's been in and out of those stadiums through SEC championships, and it's probably going to feel like a home game. And the way our crowd shows up every week, no matter where we go, even from our freshman year to Vandy, I would never forget that. It just feels like a home atmosphere.
Georgia linebacker Nolan Smith with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. When you do get on the field for the first time this season, and for the guys who experienced winning a national championship, how quickly, and I'm sure you did turn the page in the offseason, but how quickly do you realize what you did last year at that point means nothing?
I tell everybody as soon as we start camp, what we did last year isn't nothing, because everyone starts all the way over. And college football has already started. They were playing in Ireland week zero, so it's a whole new season. So whatever we did last year is last year, and we got to focus on this year and be exactly where our feet are, like Coach Smart says.
No, and I'll be honest, right? We haven't talked. I know you were at SEC Media Days, but I know a lot of people asked the question about why you came back and decided to play your senior season. For you, I always hear the term the game slows down when you get to be a certain comfort level. How has that happened for you, and when was that point where you realized, I did it in high school, I did it growing up, now it's a college stage, but the game slowed down so you could have the ability to just kind of do what you want to do on the field?
I really say it came towards that second end of the season last year when the game really started to just start slow down. And then when I went into fall camp and spring this year, just slowed down because I didn't feel like I was doing the same thing over again, but it just felt like I knew more. I knew why we were rotating here and there. I knew who was fitting the B gap, and I knew certain things that I could work during these calls. So I just feel like I take it to another level as far as everything slows down so much when you're a senior, just because you're just thinking about this is my last year, I'm leaving and all of this stuff. But the game slows down just because you've been playing this system forever. You watch film day in and day out. You study your playbook, and that's when the game ultimately slows down.
Let's finish up by talking about Kirby Smart. You've been around him now for a very long time. Tell the audience listening the kind of motivator he is, and at the same time, screaming and yelling, you know, at the certain points, it pays off. There has to be a part of you that's like a little smirk at some point going, that's Coach Smart.
Yeah. So I say the motivational piece, and a lot of people think about the Florida thing last year. I don't know how that leaked out, but I mean, if my coach isn't motivating me or talking to me like that, like trying to make me run, and Coach Smart makes you feel like that, like you can run through a brick wall, like you're almost invincible just by the practices and the things that we do during the offseason and then before the game, that connection piece, just being with your brother. And I tell everyone, I look everybody in the eyes and tell you I love you because I want you to see it and feel it and be in this moment with me. And Coach Smart gets everyone there, especially that pregame speech. Man, you just can't imitate it. And he gets you fired up. It's getting me fired up even thinking about it right now.
Well, no, I know a lot of Georgia fans were fired up. You came back. Good luck on Saturday in the opener. Have a great senior season. We appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Yes, sir. You take care.
Thanks, everybody, so much for taking the time to listen to this week's edition of Welcome to Matlanta. Thanks to our producer, Matt Lear, for his assistance with the program. He's the glue that keeps the operation running. We'll talk to you next week on Welcome to Madlanta.
Welcome to Atlanta, where the players play, and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming, and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Welcome to Atlanta, where the players play, and we ride on them things like every day. Big beats hit streets, see gangsters roaming, and parties don't.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Hey sandwich lovers, today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open! Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.